Deuteronomy chapter 11. Quickly, I want to close this service. Just, you may step down. Thank you, Livingstone Choir. Let's round up this service because I feel like what God wants to impact has been impacted already. Mine is just to make you aware. Deuteronomy 11 says this to us this afternoon, Spark Nation. Verse 20, if you will start from verse 20, please.
Write them on your on the door frames of your houses.
He commands them to write the word on the door frame of their houses. He said, put the word there. Let it also be where?
And on your gates.
Why?
So that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land the Lord.
He said, do you want to have many days in the land? If you sleep on me this morning, I'll just stop. He said, if you want to have many days in the land, write the word on your gate, your access point. When people access your life, the first thing they see is the word. It said, write them upon your doors so that your days and the days of your children may be many in the land that the Lord your God swore to give your ancestors as what?
As many as the days that the heavens are...
Please read it in New King James quickly. I need you to check on your neighbor and tell them, are you ready for a quick one or you're sleeping? Even the answer is sleepy. Not ready. Quickly, Pastor Faith, quick.
And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house.
Why?
And on your gates.
Uh-huh.
That your days and the days of your children may be...
I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, my days will be many. Meaning I will not die young. You know that, right? I want to show you just one thing. But you've got to really be ready for this. That your days may be many. And the days of your children. Go on, please.
May be multiplied.
Multiplied.
In the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them.
Yeah.
Like the days of the heavens above the earth.
It will be like the days of the heaven which is above the earth. You see, the days of the heavens are uncountable. I'll tell you why. When a person is suffering, days are many. Lack prolonged days. So when he said like the days of heaven on earth, or the days of heaven above the earth, what he was saying is, I will give you right on earth heaven's experience. I will give you heaven's experience so that you don't become subject to the things of the earth. Because if it is the things of the earth, have you seen a sick person before? 24 hours will look like 90 hours. You've been sick before, just flu. It feels so terrible. It looks like the day is not ending. It looks like everything has stopped still. But when you are having fun, it looks like, where did time go to? God is saying that your days will be many because I will make them the days of heaven, which is above the earth. So I started on Friday, or rounded up on Friday, telling you that when Jesus asked them to pray for his will, it was a power move. Your will be done on earth the same way it is done in heaven. In other words, repeat in my life what goes on in heaven. In case you think that it's not possible, God says, try me. I will make your days like the days of heaven above the earth. But what is the key? It taught Peter. It taught Peter the key. It taught Peter the key to this kind of life. It's been teaching you since Tuesday. The wisdom of heaven. I want you to listen to me very well. The wisdom of heaven is a master architectural plan. God knew how to build. So the problem now is, if you are meant to be a builder and culture has forced you into being an accountant, you will not be able to receive the days of heaven on earth. Even though his covenant is heaven on earth for you. I think I made you guys sleep today. So your will be done on earth. God does not see man according to their name. He sees them according to his will. In his will, you derive your name. Ephesians. Blessed be God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. No, not that one. The family of God in heaven and earth. So this family only has one name. In that family, remember in my Father's house, right? Do you remember that scripture? And I told you that's not heaven. We saw it in scriptures. Let nobody tell you that nonsense again. In my Father's house is not heaven. Jesus was talking to Thomas and the disciples in my Father's house. He said, where I go, you know. And the way, you know. They said, what is the way? He said, I'm the way. Where are you going, Jesus? He said, you already know the place. Abide in me and let my word abide in you. Now, when it comes in you, that's the topic for today. That's the power base. When it comes in you, your capacity to receive his presence is what you have become. Come. He had become an engineer to receive the Father's house. This mansion is the engineering call over his life. Now, when I start showing you scriptures, I say, oh, wow. This, if he's really meant to be an engineer, this mansion, or if he's meant to be a builder, come quickly, sir. If he's meant to be a construction worker, this mansion is the expertise that he's going to learn. Now, so what is the issue with the world? How to operate in the world as an engineer, he learned it in school for how many years? North of 12. About 12 years. So now, that 12 years, is his investment into a realm that he has never been to before. Is this too deep for today now? He has given investment. Jesus gave 30. You're not going to take anything out of the world. So this answers why people become spiritual, but they have no mansion. So there is nothing upon which God will manifest his divine presence in them. So when they get to church, they can get into the spirit. They can prophesy. Listen to me. Your prophecy can happen in church. You can say it in church rather. No. You can say your prophecy in church, but the happening of it is in the world. So now the problem is, God is loading people with spiritual gifts and fervor, but the issue is, where is she going to manifest it now? Because she has no investment in the world. So sometimes they look at Jesus and say, is this not the carpenter's son, he stayed in the workshop and invested for 30 years so that the glory can manifest. Are you listening to me, please? Or did I enter the wrong house this morning? Those who are called to be politicians, you have to invest something. Where is Abba? Where is Abba, Joe? She's at the back way. Where is it? She means come. Okay, she's... Okay, should I replace her with somebody else then? She's serving. I know she's serving. I need someone in. She said, me. It's going to be her. No, it's going to be her. People are mentioning the name of people they love. I want to give you an example so that when I now say, let's receive power, you know what I'm talking about. It's not just screaming in church. So a person is not prospering like they should. And I look, this is a woman's life that I want to try to correct at 60. I want to correct it. But the problem she now has is, she knows too many Bible verses now. God does not manifest in Bible verses. God manifests in Bible vessels. Did you hear what I just said? There's no manifestation in Bible verses. There are people who can recite the Bible. They can tell you five scriptures off head, whatever. And God is saying, his head is a vessel, but his body is what I need as a vessel. Are you listening to me? You're walking where again? Quickly. As what? Operation, blah, 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 for blah, 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 something exchange. So, this is Pastor Abba. I've heard her share testimony before. I've heard her say a lot of things. She said a lot. But I don't know her. Check my phone. Your name is not there. But I knew her this morning. Because God will speak to me. So it's simple, guys. It's simple. Should I say this today or not? Let me think. Wait. I've got to think. Because you're going to find yourself before you walk out of this place today. Don't let anybody deceive you. Pastoring is shepherding. If it doesn't lead you to food, it is just hugging you for nothing. I know your pastor is nice. And he will never say things like, I don't know you. But if I don't, then I don't. So now, what she works in blah, blah, blah place for, but I hear foreign exchange. So God said, ask her. Why does she not have a FCA license? How many hours do you work for in a day?
Average of about 10.
10 hours in one day. Listen to me, church. If you are 15 years old, just listen. Where is that going to lead her to? The richest man in UK as of today, the magazine they printed, is in... Did I not tell you about Pakistan's yesterday on Periscope? Mayor of London, Pakistan. The guy they are thinking that will be maybe the prime minister, Pakistan. Your mayor of Pakistan, because they come from family-oriented situation. That's the kind of political family that is going to take up the next world. So when I tell you about trap houses, I'm not asking you to do a service to God. I'm asking you to invest in the world from which you can now manifest, because what those houses do in you is it develops skills. You will not get anything out of something you didn't invest into. He's the richest man in the world, but I told you he's from Pakistan or India, right? So the next world, you know what is going to happen in the next world? People will make wealth from the third world to now improve. So in the next world, they will not come take it from us. They will have to take it through us. They didn't hear me. Did you see the Zimbabwean woman, the richest woman in UK now? Now, yes, you will still take Africa because we have so much, and Afro-Caribbean, we have so much that cannot be exhausted. But you're not going to take it anymore with guns and knife. They're going to take it through us. This is the next world, and God tells me to tell you to prepare yourself for the kind of wealth God is about to bring into this house. Who am I talking to here today? You don't understand. I'm saying that from today, after this service, certain doors will begin to force themselves open. So I need you to run to five people and say, prepare now, prepare. Prepare now, 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 now. Sit down. Let me tell you something. So, I've heard that talk before. And that testimony is touching. But honestly, all I hear is blah, 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 blah. It's called the past. I'm looking at her and saying, who is this person? The frame. So she set the frame of her world. She works 10 hours for Goldman, right? So I saw a man also. Oh, okay, let me leave that. So what I'm saying to you is this. He invested 10 years. Everyone investing years and money and effort. How do you balance debt? Your school costs you debt. They told you, you have to invest that number of years into building a world structure. Either you like it or not. And if we have to borrow your money to do it, you have to do it. Otherwise, you cannot relate in this world. Listen to me now. So when we came to the kingdom, the kingdom looks at you and say, to get from this world is investment as well. It said everything in this world was copied from heavenly things. When God loved the world and he wanted to take the world, he gave all he had. God bankrupted himself in order to take the world system. And that investment is going to be there for 30 years without redeeming nature. Oh my God, you're not listening. I said God's investment will be kept on the earth 30 years. No returns. 30. Only for him to strike for 3 years. But the strike was not even 3 years. It was 3 days. He made a 33 years investment for a 3 day harvest. But guess what? The harvest is still happening today. People are still giving their life to Jesus today. People are still getting born again today. So what happened to the people of color? What happened to the people of color? We don't invest. If you see a man of color invest, he's only investing in what they told him is an investment. They told him. So quickly buy some houses. So they told him. The guy telling him is another person from another place, who the world, who has studied how to own what he owns. You've got something. When God wanted to redeem the earth, guys, he did not enter a person. He came himself, because it has to be a child. Age must be on his side. And that's a mental thing, guys. So, what does she need to do? She's going to get the best givers. Don't work with a non-giver, because they will get little money and they will be very thrown off. They will get little money and they will have to go to a church that doesn't give them pressure. A person forgets that the pressure you don't have at young age, you will still have it. So, because she knows you're from Ghana, right? The only thing that would happen in Ghana and all these places is people will rise. So she's got to be an edge funder there. So exactly, she'll be a gold man there, because you've invested 10 hours a day into gold man, is why you are qualified to go to West Africa and be a gold man there. Why? You know the structure. So you are not just a dreamer who woke up one day and say, I want to. No. She has invested into the world. So when the Bible says love not the world, it's saying if you love it, you won't walk away from it. That's correct. You're investing into the world for your own world. For God's world. Are you listening to me? What will open the door of your church to leaders and community leaders and this and that? Because we've been investing into that world for years and years. What do people do? They invest into themselves. That's why the only house you bought is the only house you will ever have. And God said, in my Father's house there are many. It is not one mansion. There are many mansions. If you are not pissed off with the church community, I wonder, these guys did miracles all year long. And you wonder now, where are these miracles? You know the next miracle is sitting next to you. When people rise out of hard rocks. So I told my friends in Africa, no worries. You are the brain, you have the admin, right? I'm the leader, but I've got to be your front. So gather everyone our age who is now entering. I'll provide Arrowhead leadership, but it's partnership. The same way you will build the power plant. You're not going to build power plants in London. Until you get serious, because you're not at the moment. Until you get serious, Zimbabwean currency and everyone will keep crashing. Until you bring the kingdom. And you don't need to leave a location to do that. Your will be done on earth the same way it is done in heaven. Are you listening to me? What you've been able to do in Croydon, you can repeat it in any nation of the world, because the key is people. When you get to a place, you get the people. Don't die in servitude. So I don't know, dummy, until I discover what is invested into the world. Some of you who didn't like school or didn't go to school, it now began to train you as community leader. That's your school. So the people you are fighting are your lecturers. They lecture you about politics because politics is about people. And that's the training that God was giving you. And you didn't have money, but it started to teach you finance because say, okay, forget the four walls now. Let's talk about real finance now. And it begins to sharpen you, but you know what? You went back into culture. Complain. Complain is a culture. It's very African. I think complain is a black guy. Excuse. Black guy. We like to fight right away. And someone owes me money. I look at that person. I see a future. I'm not gonna fight. I will partner. It's very simple. But you see where we come from. Everything is fight. Everybody is a cheat. Church life ruined Africa. Made it laid back. When I keep saying Africa, I also mean everything around it. If you're Afro, Caribbean, so now I know Haba. Now I know Dami. Now I know Henry. All pastors. Why are they pastors? Have they sown to become pastors? No. They didn't. I did. And then put it on them. What are they sowing for? University fee. That's why Spark cannot be like that church they want us to be like. Because here, what I see in front of me are presidents of nations and prime ministers. That's what I want. You know, what everybody wants is different. What do I want to see? Isn't your goal to let people make heaven? No, I don't want 1,000 people making heaven. I want a whole nation. So the Bible says if the righteous rule, the people will rejoice. So now I want many nations. When I march into the so-called heaven, I want to march in with nations. But how do I do that? I will take the head. Because if I can put a righteous person, and if you want to take the head, you need three things. Political power. That's power with the people. Military power. That's why Spark will, that's why it trained you first with the gang culture. You didn't hear me. This engineer guy, when as Britain grows, right, if all the culture he knows is just British, he will not be able to fight someone from Pakistan because the blood and the breeding, because his own struggle is different. So this guy begins to talk Queen's grammar now. And he doesn't know that every family now has different culture. If he can't relate, it's not military. It's not militant. So you are the most qualified person, but in Spark, you're just sitting next to a girl who smoked all her life. And you are not afraid of her. Now, that's a Noah man. That's a man who can adjust to any culture, any place in the world, go 3 days without eating and still do what you've got to do. That is military power. Are you listening to me, Spark Nation? You don't need a gentle church. These people are copying churches that they've met before, copying, arranging ushers, arranging chairs. The people there will blame their pastor in 10 years' time and say, what became of our life? What God did not do 50 years ago, it's not going to do now. Why did he not do it? Okay, let me round up. It looks like you are hungry. Wow, 3:30. We want to worship now, guys. If you are here for the first time and you've not given your life to the Lord, you are missing a lot, guys. But I don't blame you. I don't blame you, because walking with the Lord never looked like it means anything. He said, if you give your life to Jesus, you just live the peace. I said, I don't need peace. I want war so that I can have plunder. Because there are nations that keep their people in servitude. Those nations will need war to liberate the people. If you will cut someone's head off for whatever, you need people who will change those nations. And of course, the top thing, military, politics, and economy. If we don't have an economic church, we are finished, guys. If there's no economic power, we can't take any nation. So God said, in all those axes, Toby, this is what to do. Set up. Edge funds, set up. Set things up. So people had vessels. And this woman was in debt, because there was famine. So when the prophet came, the prophet said, you want oil, but you haven't got vessels, but you've got little oil remaining. Okay, now go and borrow vessels. Borrow not a few. He said, I told you, God is not looking for people with Bible verses. He's looking for Bible vessels. You see, the little oil remaining on you, if you have vessels from which the oil will manifest, God will be happy with that. All this oil, what that you have without vessels. I told you I have to end this service. I said, you have the word. Now, you do all the holiness thing churches do, and I've been teaching you that, but no vessel. So now that you are quoting Philippians 4:19, God said, okay, I'm up to the action now, but where's the vessel? He said, I don't have a vessel because I don't like borrowing. I don't mind. I just need any vessel, because by the time my oil overflows, everyone that I borrowed from will have more than enough. Thank you. We're in a vessel season, guys. God is looking for vessels, not verses anymore. Enough of verses. Enough of chapters. It is a season for vessels. And God asked me to tell you, the fear you have today will make you a nonentity tomorrow. All that is in my sister's head is marriage. A nonentity that marries a nonentity will only produce my talking to this afternoon. Fight. Yes, you've tried before. So what? Every billionaire has been broke more than 5 times before. Even 10. So what? I told you about money. The church that talks against money, may they perish. We've been on the altar today. You see the work money is doing. You tell the people not to care about money, and you ask them for tithe at the end of the month. Thank you. Where should they get it from? But let's even step beyond that. At young age, if I cannot be the most indebted, most anything for trying, then it's better that I'm not young, because I can already proclaim or predict my future. But never underestimate a fighter who is trying. It may look like a joke to you today, but let me tell you, tomorrow you'll be watching him on TV and you say, I used to know him. I used to know her. I used to know him. Do you know that it's going to be the story of Spark Nation? That is going to be our story. Sam, you're a fashion person, right? You're sewing. It will look like now like people don't care. They pay you little. You can't get around. But my job is to tell your brain. It's to tell your brain. You see this guy in front of me? He's a multi-billionaire by covenant. Don't stop. Push. Fight. I like Drake. I've not heard his music before. I can't sing any of his music than God's Plan, God's Plan, God's Plan. I don't even know the tune, but the world that is coming, guys, we will not just be known for music. We will not just be known for football. We will not just be known for rapping. There are edge funders. Wait. Who is an edge funder? A guy who knows, you know, the Norwegian guy who has 1 trillion in asset, blah, blah, blah. Who is an edge funder, Hobi? A guy who knows how to juggle money. So, are you telling me I can't have 3 Abbas in the whole of West Africa who people will give billions to invest it for them? Say, this is my 1 billion, go invest it for, and she decides. If we have 3 of that in the body of Christ, would we be chasing gift aid? Oh my God, I wish the people I'm talking to are here. I think you are. Stop doing little things. God wants vessels. Are you listening to me? God wants vessels. For me, you can take 59 years working in that round place, that round thing. Or you can say, I have 2 more years to invest into this world system. And now after that, I'm cashing out. Or you can sit there and work in the mayor's office and say, yeah, I have access to interview people. And God says, she's got no vessel. What are we going to do? There was famine in the town. Oh my God, I wish I had time. But I've got to close now. The scripture God first showed me this afternoon. A woman that gave a year's wages. Let me tell you. It is better to die young than not to fulfill purpose. Mr. Fearman. It's better to die young than to live a life with no fulfillment. Trying to use brick and mortar to define your own life. Who needs a house? I'm talking nation. and most especially your nation, which includes this country. Because you've invested there. If you don't put that thing down now. Listen to me, guys. I'm about to pray for you. What we are collectively sowing now, we will both individually and collectively reap. And so why did you say you like Jake? Because it got to a place where you can buy $100 million jet by himself, for himself. You know what he's just saying to you? That is a starting point. Go and ask those who criticize pastors. The money he used for the jet, is it from rich men? It's from you. You are the one streaming the music. But for the world, that's fine. They clap. They put them on the Forbes list. They rejoice. We are not going to be defined by money. We will define money. They didn't hear me, Lord. You know when we are defined by money, money tells us what to wear. No, we will tell money. We will tell money what new Croydon will look like. And we will send it to go and do it. We will tell money what new Nigeria will look like. And we will send it to go and do it. Money is a servant. And that means if you have power, you must have servants. You didn't hear me. I said if you have power, you must have servants. What is power? Now you've entered. Today, you're coming to this house. It's not by accident. Today you enter. And it's not good. Look, Spark is always going to be this rugged and fighty. It's always going to be. I'm a pastor's kid. I grew up seeing church and crowd. That's none of my business anymore. If it is about crowd or number, I'll be in Africa or America, not this city. If it is about money, the best place for me to be is Nigeria. If we're talking money, not £170 a week money. I'm talking $1 million a service. Listen, I saw a pastor who cannot preach left and right, giving $1 million as, oh, sir, I'm just going home. $1 million in Africa. Your Twitter friends are complaining about 50p per month. Our mindset changes today because it is called Spark Nation because it's a national issue. Are you listening to me? Oh, if you're a person with a national mind, this is where to be. You've got a national issue in your mind. You can't just look at nations and throw a blind eye anymore. That's why you're starting from this nation. Someone said, well, you know, Spark Nation has travel ban. Yeah. Because we just showed you what travel should be. Karima and Jessica just traveled. Give me their picture on the screen. Let me show you traveling. Let me tell you what traveling should be. When you travel, vice presidents should attend what you went there to do. This is traveling. This is traveling. About 3,000 girls and guys. This is traveling. Keep showing it. This is traveling. This is traveling. Show me more pictures. So that's your vice president. This is traveling. That's the vice president addressing the program two of your sisters put together. This is traveling. Hello, Ashley. This is traveling. This this is traveling, guys. So when we began to say that we sat in a nation, it doesn't mean don't have fun. It's just that you have so much that you can offer so many nations. Don't start before God starts with you. You were trained in this country to start before life even starts. And they use that to chain you, to program you. Over 3,000 people. Pity is not there yet, oh. Just sons, as I speak to you today, Micah and David traveled on our behalf with nations conglomerate. Are you listening to me? This is what I was telling you over the years. And one child of the devil says, oh, he banned them from traveling. I don't want to go see the world. I want to go change the world. I want to go change the world. There is nothing to see in the world. When next you come back from traveling, I'll say, did you meet the vice president? So it means the least. Minimum. I don't think you guys know what is on the inside of you. I don't think you know the kind of power you carry by what I've been infusing through the Lord Jesus Christ in you on a weekly basis. There is no nation you cannot take. There is no mountain you cannot subdue. Who am I speaking to this afternoon? You've got time. You've got seed. You didn't hear me. I said you've got time. Then you have your seed on the ground. You know what your seed made you do? Your seed made you bold. You are not afraid of money anymore. What others call big money is nothing to you. You are not going to miss your harvest. It is in the nations. I said, stagnation. Your harvest is in the nations. It is waiting. And it's not going to be too long. You know why? After all these things, the owner of all is Jesus. And that's my passion. But I now know what the devil does. When your passion comes like this and comes as stagnation, for Jesus, the world said, no, you're not talking about Jesus. It's about Spark Nation. No. And I said to the world, I believe with all my heart that the current church is the world that the Bible is talking about, and the current world is the church. The Bible says the first will become the last. It said, let those of you who think they stand be careful. I know the world is coming. So I've got my eyes fixed on that world that I may gain them all for Christ. That's where my eyes are. So don't worry about the church disagreeing with us. We have a focus. We have a goal. We have a destiny we must fulfill. Are there world changers here this afternoon? I just ask you a question. I said, are there world changers here this afternoon? One man. Jesus, one man, came and changed everything. He's got seed, you know. He's got seed. Changed everything. God is the number one troublemaker. The financial system that has trouble in the world is waiting for Abba, waiting for Otto, waiting for... Dami, Nigeria can never find solution to light problem. Electricity, they can never find it. If they like, they can go to China and borrow $1 trillion. They will not find it. You know why? You are still here. So, Pastor, are you saying we're going to leave? No. You'll become intergalactic. You know what Dami would have been doing? It would have been buying one property and remortgage and buy another one. It would become a property consultant instead of lighting up a continent. Faith. Zimbabwe can never find solution to anything. Although they will not. You know why? The solution is not in money. The solution is in the vessel. You don't believe that? The Bible says, give me that scripture. For we have this treasure. For we have this treasure. Did you hear what the mayor said? The mayor said, we've been asking ourselves. And she told me in the office, said, I wanted to say more clearly that I just found what is missing today. But she said, I was overwhelmed on the stage. He said, this is what is missing. And I cannot believe it has always been under my nose. Why? Because you had money. No. But we have this treasure in every vessel. Why? That the excellence of the what? Oh my God. Please talk to me. Of the power may be of God and not us. Say, Lord, why are nations like these and they will have all the money? So Dick says, I've given 40 million to tackle knife crime. He said, they will never find it. You know why? He said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. They have no vessels. So guess what you had to do, Spark Nation? And I needed you to hear this. You also didn't have vessels. So you had to borrow. You had to borrow for days like this to happen, guys. All my debt, all our debt led to like today. I had no choice. Bishop, all your debt led to today. But where's our harvest? Oh my God, we're about to do something in this house this afternoon. I need you to have faith. I don't care if you are 14 or 15 years old. There is a treasure and there is a location of solution. God said, tell them, all the harvest you still think you are seeing today is not harvest. It's training. It's training. The next one belongs to us, Spark Nation. If we don't back down, if we don't submit to religion, religion is fighting you tooth and nail. Say, I just want a more calm church. What will I do with calm church? I attended it all my life. The pastor is deceiving you. It will soon come now and start doing in Greek. It's a lie. Guy, it's either you have the nation or you don't have the nation. Stop Greeking. Stop Hebrewing. It's either there is a nation. Your generation must be tired of the church as it is now. And you must rise. I said you must rise. I make no altar call today. I make a nation call. I make a call for those who are ready for nations. Some of you, it is just what you're doing. Call it manchi. All you're doing now is selling grain. I didn't know you before, but I knew you because you gave grain. Listen, you may be giving grain to Waterloo today, but the grain is destined for the nations. There was no scarcity of food. There was scarcity of preparation. I just told them they didn't hear me. I said there was no scarcity of food. There was scarcity of preparation. Because Joseph prepared them to overflow with food, preparation. I'm not asking you to be prepared. You are sowing, you are prepared. And so the same way Kalimanchi, there's no scarcity of food. There's just a way you will prepare your own food. And all of a sudden, the out of the people will only gravitate towards you. I said, I only know a few churches that do what Spark Nation is doing in London. I said, that's great. I said, tell me, number one, few. I said, tell me one. Number one is who? In the midst, there's no church as persecuted as you. And you haven't stopped growing. Are you ready for power this afternoon? It is power. Power for the nations. So take away from your life everything that weakens you. Take it off. God has solution for any problem in 2019. And the solution is you. This is not motivational talk. There's no motivational talk anywhere. And someone say, I'm a motivational talker. So tell them, go and find a job. On the inside of you, I want everyone standing right now. Oh God, if you can. But we have this treasure. There's nothing you have been through that cannot take the world through to destiny. It's in you. Abba, if all you get from Goldman is 3 houses, it's better you never came. You are a British, but a child of Africa. So God gave you access to both worlds. Oh my God. So you can operate in both. Intergalactic. Intercontinental. You know, I won 1,000 businesses in this nation, and I'm true. Listen to me carefully, guys. You did not accept Christ so that you can come every Sunday to sing. Ushers, the New Testament church had no usher. They only had ushers. They manage the Ark of Noah. Thank you for your uniform, but it means nothing. Put your cap like this. Put it like this. That's all you got. You left gang to come and straighten cap. You are given tithe. Listen, you're given tithe. Add and money in court just to come and look at a beautiful church. To hear about the things, about what happened in the grave when Jesus died on the ninth hour, what happened, that's all you have in your head. You don't have the road map of South Africa. You're South African, right? Zimbabwe, South Africa. You don't have the road map for the new African. And if God has called you to this nation, then you must be on the top of it. When you're coming to church, you must, in your notes, must be the road map of your mountain. And saying, God, if you don't give me this mountain, I'm not doing this church thing. No. I'm not going to be 50 and know more about how to worship or how long people's sketch should be or how to feel the presence of God. Ah, he's here, he's here, he's not here, he's here, he's here. I'm not going to be 50 to now tell people how they are practicing faith or how they are not. Who cares about faith? And I said, which one is better, Hinduism or Christianity? I said, they are both the same. What will religion do? Those of you in tech, I got a report from Nigeria and Ghana yesterday in tech. You see tech guys who have not made, who are not prominent. These guys are making average of $7,000 a day in the country you look at as hot. It's not a matter of go there. It's a matter of be there. You are in both worlds because you are with God. So this is not about chasing ambition. You are changing Croydon. You are changing Toss Hill. You are changing East Side. But you are also intergalactic. You are looking at what problem and you're not complaining. You're just saying, I have a bigger mind. Are you ready to praise God this afternoon? You can come on stage now. Talk to me, Francis. We're just going to praise and worship, then I'll close the service. I've delivered what God sent me. So, everything that I've said since Tuesday, it ends here today. I need you to go back to those tapes. Next week, we're back to the atrium. Give God praise, though. Listen. Forget about where you meet. Think about who meets there. We're going to worship God this afternoon. After that, I'm just going to pray for you and pray on your giving.